Okay, we are recording on my end. Are we recording on yours? Yeah! That's called redundancy. Hey everybody, welcome to the ABDL Cast, a podcast for adults who just like diapers. I'm your host, Toddy Smurf, and this is episode number... What is it? Number... I forgot! What is it, Sammy? Yeah, number 14! And you've already heard her over there on the other side of the glass. It is the wonderful, the gracious, the very young producer Sammy. Okay, you're out of college, but that's still young compared to me, Sammy. On this episode, we're going to talk about, well, I got some news for you. We're going to ask the question, how involved do you really want your spouse or your partner involved in your ABDL proclivities? We have story time, we have Toddy's diaper time, we have all kinds of stuff. So just stick with us as we roll this out here. We are broadcasting live on Mixlr right now, our Mixlr channel. Now, Mixlr is a tricky thing because they like to do that funny spelling. Yeah, they drop, well, they have a vowel in there, but they dropped another one. I don't know where it went, but it's mixlr.com/ABDLcast. Now, here's the neat thing, is that when we are broadcasting live, as we are right now, if you are tuned in to our Mixlr page, our stream, you can actually chat with us in real time here as Sammy and I are doing the show. I'll tell you what. While I'm talking, I'm not going to be reading chats. So if you're saying something, you're going to have to wait until a transition. When I'm taking a drink of water or whatever, then I can click on the chat room and see what's going on in there. But you can join us there. And then after the fact, we'll podcast this. But here's the neat thing. I shouldn't have said after the fact because now I just did a diversionary tactic. I'm going to lead you down the primrose path. But I misspoke is what it comes down to. Okay, I'll just say that next time. We have been getting on Mixlr, periodically, and just doing live broadcasts that are not podcasted. Getting on, like, the week before last, got on, and we watched a little bit of the Peter Pan movie together, the Disney Peter Pan, and just listened to a little bit of the audio. I was telling some more stories about Disney records and things that I've grown up with, and soundtracks from the Pirates of the Caribbean ride-through album, all kinds of good stuff. You can listen to those, any ones that we save in our show reel, and there's a link to that on our Mixlr page. You just find where it says show reel. Or you can go to Mixlr. Remember, there's no E. mixlr.com/ABDLcast/showreel. It's all one word. And that'll take you to the recordings of the things that are not podcasted, but when we were just goofing around. So you can hear lots of dead air. You can hear just a bunch of mumbling. You can hear some really neat music and audio tracks. And sometimes we'll hop on and just, you know, play a Bugs Bunny cartoon. And you'll just listen to the audio and have the theater of the mind. And it's a whole lot of fun. No, Sammy, I get excited about this stuff. I love audio. I love the theater of the mind, and I can see that the chat room, there's a couple of chats in there. We'll get to that pretty quickly here, but, on the last episode, episode number 13, we put up our very first ABDL Cast poll on our website at abdlcast.com, and there's something tricky about that, first of all. Before we talk about the poll, I use Firefox. And on my computer, on my desktop, when I go in, I don't see the poll there. But if I go on my iPad, I can see the poll. So I'm wondering how many people out there are not able to see the poll on episode number 13 of ABDL Cast. It's down there near the bottom of the post. Anyway, here's the poll we asked was, have you ever been caught with or wearing diapers? And we had 123 votes. 62% of responders said, yes, I have either been caught with or caught wearing diapers. 62%. 38% said no. You 62% of folks who voted, we want to hear your stories. You need to email us your story. You need to call our SpeakPipe voice line and tell us your story. We need to hear your stories. And we'll discuss that on an upcoming episode of the ABDL cast, because yes, I have been caught. And I will get to that. I've been caught plenty of times. I'll get, you know, be able to relay some of those stories. That can be an ongoing series as well. So anyway, we'll have another poll on this episode. Hopefully everybody will be able to see it. In the meantime, we also did a Twitter poll since the last episode, and Twitter polls are kind of fun. And I don't know, I just thought, you know, maybe this would be an interesting topic. The question was, if you use alcohol and or drugs, do you think it has any relationship to your being ABDL? And 19% of people said, yes, it helps me cope. 81% said that doesn't factor into it at all. And I was really surprised, especially when one of those people that voted yes said, sent me a message, said, I accidentally voted yes. I didn't mean to vote yes. So it's actually less than 19%. Who knows how many people voted in that. So it may have bumped it down to 18 or 17% and put the not at all up in the mid-80s. But I found that to be pretty surprising. If you have any feedback related to that, email me or call our SpeakPipe, our voicemail line. We'll get you all that information a little bit later on here in the show. As a matter of fact, near the end of the show. But right now I see that people are loading up on the Mixler, our live stream. Those chats that you're sending in there, I'll take a look at those in just a moment. In just a moment, as a matter of fact, because it's time to move on.
Easy, Ted. Blue's almost dry.
She's wet.
And you still got her in cloth diapers? In this shop, we use Pampers all the time. Keeps her drier than cloth.
A wet cloth diaper can't keep wetness away from baby. But Pampers Stay Dry Lining and Thick Absorbent Padding work together to help keep wetness from coming back on baby's skin, so he stays drier.
Great fit.
And feeling dry.
Oh, so's this.
Pampers, for the drier bottom with a custom fit.
Yeah, Pampers commercial. That one is known as Men at Work from the 1970s, and that actually has, I would bet you a donut, that one of those actors of the two men in that commercial is Ted Danson of Cheers fame, married to Mary Steenburgen. What was she in? Back to the Future Part 3. She was in Elf. All kinds of movies. Anyway, great commercial there. Some of the chats going on. Well, Baby Wolfie 1313 has been in the chat room saying, you know, talking about some of these live reels. Says hearing the Disney soundtracks was amazing. I knew some of those pirates sounded the same. And then also want to let us know that he loves watching Claymation. I love Claymation too. Harryhausen is great. I watched the original Clash of the Titans about a week ago or so, and I think, I don't know if I tweeted about that or anything, but yeah, anything Ray Harryhausen. And sometimes you want to go to Harryhausen's, which is the sushi bar in Monsters, Inc., right? Let's see. Big Baby Jay is in the chat room, says, glad to hear you again. I missed you. Well, thank you, Big Baby Jay. We appreciate that. And, you know, we get behind the microphones as often as we can. Baby Wolfie 1313 says, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Great book, great movie. Captain Nemo, always been one of my favorite literary characters. Mine too. That's an awesome movie. We talked a little bit about that in one of the show reels, talking about, we played a song, one of the songs from that movie. And then, of course, he gives a shout out to Sinbad as well. That was a great movie. How about Jason and the Argonauts? There's lots of great Ray Harryhausen productions. All right, friends, let's talk about how involved do you really want your spouse, your significant other, your partner, your kemosabe, your comrade, whatever you call your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, whatever. How involved do you really want them to be? We got we threw that question out the last time, and we do have one answer from Diaper Man in the in our feedback segment coming up a little bit later on. But right now it's my turn to talk, and hopefully this will stir up some memories, some thoughts, some ideas within you so that you will send those in via email or comments on the website or call in on our voice line on SpeakPipe. Again, we'll give you all the contact information near the end of the show. But it has changed for me over the years. I have no notes on this. This is purely a stream of thought right now. When I was a younger kid, man, I wanted the full treatment. I wanted to be babied, to be cared for. Even though I've always identified as like a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old little boy, as a 4-year-old, 5-year-old little boy, that although he's, you know, rough and tumble and playing, you know, $6 Million Man and G.I. Joes and Tonka toys and riding around on a big wheel and all that kind of stuff, he still wears diapers. And really likes his pacifier, likes his blankie, likes to be mothered. And so when I was, growing up, and especially hitting puberty and that, you know, that stuff, wow, yes, I wanted the full treatment, which still, I say the full treatment, it still may be different than what your idea of the full treatment is. But it has changed as I've grown older, totally changed. And for me now, the most important thing is that I'm accepted. And I am by my wife, but I have these huge mental hurdles to get over. You know, I shared with girlfriends as I was growing up, and experienced different levels and of you know, AB play, I guess, ABDL play. And I've been diapered and things, but I never got that full treatment that I fantasized about. And now I find at the age that I'm at now that the fantasies are good, but it's so much more fulfilling for my wife to tell me, you know, I have no problem with you wearing diapers. That doesn't bother me at all. At all. I don't even give it a thought. And that is, for me and for my psyche, so powerful and so amazing, so much so that I still have a hard time with that, getting over that, accepting myself for that. We're very regular folk. We live a regular life. Well, I don't know. People look at me and go, he's not a regular guy. I think I'm a regular guy. everybody else would say that you stick out like a sore thumb wherever you go. You are totally different. You're a different guy. But that differentness, yeah, I think that I asked that question about alcohol and drug use because that was a personal question coming from me. Because when I was younger, man, when I was younger, in my late teens and my early 20s, I hit the drugs pretty hard. Smoking pot. And I've never stuck a needle in my arm. I was always afraid of that. I self-medicated pretty heavy. And I know that my struggles are all, but can easily point to, or mainly point to, my notions of self-worth, all because of how different I am. You know, I've mentioned it before in earlier episodes, always seeing myself as that freak. And I know that younger folks these days that grew up with the internet, it's a lot different for you guys. It's a lot different. You don't understand. So much so that guys and gals that are my age, we can look at your response when you say, well, who cares? You know, it's just you. Who cares what other people think? We don't have that, the benefit of that. Many of us, because I do realize that I'm making a universal statement. Many of us, we don't have that innately built into us. So we look at your attitude and say, wow, wow, I wish I could be like that. Whereas the younger folks would be looking at the older folks and go, what is your problem? Who cares what anybody thinks? The world's changed a lot, friends, in the last few decades. And so just having a wife that says, I don't care. I don't care. I've told you what she has said before. It helps you and it doesn't hurt me. I don't care. And she'll say, you know, well, what is it that you're wanting from me? How involved are you wanting me to be? And believe it or not, that is good enough for me, for her to just say, I accept you and I'm fine. I don't even give it a thought. Now, okay, so here's a little story that how I would like, this is all, and I'm afraid to ask for this. And I know that I can't ask, but I'm afraid to, again, because of those feelings inside and that the way that I see myself inside. We had a rare occasion where it was just my wife and I. We were able to go out and be by ourselves and enjoy an afternoon together, just boyfriend and girlfriend. That's rare. And we had gotten a bite to eat, and I needed to go in and use the restroom, but I'm one of those guys that, you know, shy bladder in public restrooms. I hate public restrooms with a passion. I will hold it. Obviously you can't hold pee in for too long, but number two, you can hold on for a pretty good amount of time, and I've done days because I just want to go back to where my bathroom is. But anyway, went in this bathroom and I didn't pee like I should have. And we go walking, and man, I had a couple of big old drinks in my belly and working their way into my bladder. And we're walking, and I said, you know, honey, I really need to use the restroom. And she said, okay, well, let's go and find one. And she said, do you want to, because we had walked, we decided to walk off our meal. She says, do you want to go back? You want to walk back to the car? Well, we had walked like a mile. I said, it's too late. You know, meaning too late to go back. We got to find something here around here. But I said, it's too late. She turns, she looks at me with the mark. Oh no, what happened? You know, insinuating that I peed my pants. And I wish she would have said, you should have wore a diaper. Oh man, I don't need to do the things that I wanted to do when I was young and super duper hormone driven. Now that I'm in we've been married for a million years, committed, loving relationship where she accepts me, that fulfills my fantasies. That really is the fulfillment of my fantasies, is to be accepted, for it to be normal. In fact, you know, I often write her little letters because I have a hard time talking face to face, even with my wife, my beloved wife, who, again, we've been married for a million years. And she doesn't understand, but she says, that's okay. Write me letters if that's what you have to do. And you know, in the letter, I'll just say, I just wish that it was normal for me to wear diapers. She says, I understand that. It's not practical for me to do that. She says, I understand that, and you are safe with me. Your desires are safe with me. If you haven't experienced that yet, you have no idea. You have no idea how things change within, and your desires and your the need of fantasy fulfillment. Who knows? Maybe you're way different than I am. Maybe you're listening to this and you're saying, Toddy is off his rocker, man. I need it all. I need to be dominated. I need to be told what to do. I need my diaper checked. I need, you know, to be laid down for a nap. I need the full mothering treatment. Okay. Great. Great. I'm not knocking that. But I am saying that I have a feeling that there are others out there that are in the position that I'm in life that have experienced a change. Because I used to feel that way. I need the full treatment. Hey, let's block out a weekend, at least, right? And you be the mom, and I'm the little boy. Period. You know, and you do everything. It's changed. How is it for you? How involved do you really want your spouse or your partner involved in your ABDL proclivities, your activities? So let us know. Let us know. We're loading you up with questions this episode because we also want to know for a future episode what happened when you were caught with or wearing diapers. That poll that we talked about earlier. What happened? Tell us your story. A lot of questions. A lot of fun. A lot of things that we can discuss for years here on the ABDL cast. But we're going to have to hold off and we'll save that for another time. Boy, I am parched, and some other chats coming in on the Mixlr chat room here. Again, we are broadcasting live at Mixlr, mixlr.com/ABDLcast. Baby Wolfie 1313 says, "Aw, such a nice wife." And she really is. She's an amazing person, beyond amazing. She's like my hero. She's like an amazing, just wow. Anyway, and Big Baby Jay agreed with something that I said, so that's always good, and that can always make you feel great. And Baby Wolfie 1313 says, you know, that is powerful, but so is the struggle. And that's in regard to something that I had said. So go back and listen and see where that fits in. Big Baby Jay says, "I had a girlfriend tell me I should seek mental help when I tried to tell her. Let's say the relationship didn't last long." My heart goes out to anybody that happens to, you know, to open up. But see, that's that vulnerability. Yeah, it's easy to say, well, have a devil-may-care attitude. They're, you know, love me, love my dog. We've mentioned that before this episode. Easier said than done for some of us. All right, let's see here. And Baby Wolfie says, "I think even if I wanted to hear that, what is it, full heart upon hearing, I think I would have fainted." is that talking about when it was too late for me to turn around and go back to the car or back to the restaurant where we were. I don't know. Let's continue on. We have a lot of listener feedback and some great listener feedback. But first, we got to go back in time for a phone call here. And hello, who is it?
Hey, Toddy. It's me, Rachel Emily, contacting you this way because, frankly, it's easier than writing. Anyway, about your cough, I can only say I wish I could send some chicken soup your way. It usually does wonders for me. Now, as to your question, I have to admit being a bit different from most people in the ABDL community in that I didn't actually purchase my first diaper until I was 30 and just out on my own. Long story short, no nosy family and no space. First ones I ever purchased were baby diapers, store brand toddler ones, which proved completely inadequate. Of course, I'll spare you the gory details on what happened when I wet them the first time. Then I moved on to Gerber flat diapers, which proved to be a little bit better, except that I didn't have any plastic pants. I had to improvise with a trash bag, and that didn't work all that well either, but I eventually managed to find a combination that worked for me.
See, now there you go. The combination that works for you. I've heard other people talking about makeshift plastic pants out of trash bags. And I don't recall ever having done that, but I wouldn't be surprised if I had. But Rachel Emily says that her first diaper purchase was at the age of 30. Wow! Wow. And then, of course, chicken soup is good for the cough, is what I had. I've been sick. This has been a rough winter, actually. And the reason why we didn't do a show last week, even though I wanted to, was that my wife was sick. So I had to take care of her and the kids. And it's been a sick winter. Anyway, moving on. Email via Diaper Man. Emailed us at Toddy at ABDLcast, and this was regarding the last episode when I asked about partner interaction. Says, my wife knew about my diaper lifestyle before we got together, so that's great in and of itself. I kind of take it for granted that she's totally supportive of it. She will help me into diapers if I ask, but she is terrible at getting them on straight. You know, let me interject. I'm such a perfectionist, and I'm so OCD that my diapers have to be perfect. They have to be perfect or I'm bummed. It ruins my mood if they aren't. So, all right. I continue. So I tend to do it myself, but I would enjoy a little more involvement. I would like her to change me or be the one in charge and tell me it's diaper time, just like I'm sure a lot of other folks want. I would also enjoy her to wear one occasionally, but she says they are super uncomfortable. Continues, I may get up the courage to call into the hotline one day to answer future questions, but I chickened out. Don't chicken out. Do it. Rachel Emily did it. It's fun. And we like to hear people tell their stories. So that's Diaper Man, who is back in diapers on the Daily Diapers Forum, or at Diaper Man on the Twitters. And that's DYPERMANN. All right, here we go. Baby Wolfie 1313 is in the chat room, or was in the chat room, and this is email. So Chris Wolf emailed me at Toddy at abdlcast.com. Hi, Toddy, it's Baby Wolfie 1313 on Twitter, or just call me Chris. All right, Chris. Hey, good. I can do that from now on. Fair warning, this will be a bit long-winded. Says, I stumbled onto your podcast one night a few months ago. It was a great stumble upon. I was depressed, and it really just brightened my day. Finding and hearing this podcast made me feel not so alone. And hearing a podcast about things I also enjoy makes it great. So again, thanks, and keep it up. I'm actually listening to some of your older podcasts while I write this so that I'm caught up on your shows. I know you are always wanting comments and feedback, so here I go. I'm going to give you feedback on all I hear and give my own experiences and stuff. Oh, yeah, this is my favorite email that I have ever received. What Chris did was went through all the episodes and made comments all throughout the episodes. So not just the questions we were asking, interaction, comments, asides, interjections, whatever, anything that piqued him and said, I need to respond to that. So I can't do the whole entire email, but I am going to do a little snippet here. It says, first, again, I want to thank you and Sammy for your hard work. And so here's my feedback and comments, starting with episode 0. Up through the present. So starting in episode 0 says, quote, adult diapers are fun and so are we, unquote, is what I first saw on your page. And I'm glad you are the way that you are. You have a nice, clean, yet in my opinion, interactive show. It's great and just what I've been wanting to find. Well, it's exactly what I wanted to hear too. Yeah, it's the show that I wanted to hear. Thanks, Sammy. All right. Your voice is great, and I can listen to your Toddy Smurf voice all day, no problems. Also, Sammy's voice. Yeah, here's a comment about you. It reminds me of the adults talking in the Peanuts cartoon. Y'all make me feel comfy and safe as I listen. I listened to your podcast the first time on my computer, but after that I found it on my phone using Twitter. I actually only got a Twitter account because of you. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, Twitter's not a sponsor. All right. I know you don't want a long show, but I think an hour is a good amount of time. And given the amount of stuff to talk about, it just might be needed. It's a great show. And in my opinion, the hour-long format is just right. It's an hour that I can just be me and also hear about others like me. I'll send you part two on the next episode. I know it's a lot to read, but I hope it helps you out, Toddy. So talk to you later. And that, again, is Christopher Wolf, a.k.a. Baby Wolfie 1313 on Twitter. And that is awesome feedback. And he did send the second email, and I enjoyed reading through every single comment that he made about every show. Wow. When people say that, you know, when I'm listening to the show, I feel like I can just be me. That's why we do the show. That's why the show is the way that it is. We say it every episode. But this kind of feedback really lets Sammy and I know that we're on the right track. Yeah, that other people want to hear what I want to hear, or what Sammy wants to hear. Or else I would just record the show for me. But anyway, so thank you very, very much. We are honored and just happy as all get out to have you as a friend. Let's see here. Sweet Lalone. Am I saying that properly? Sweet Lalone. Lalone. Sweet Lalone. Comment on the Daily Diapers board on the ABDL cast thread. Says, hi, Toddy. I just wanted to take the time to thank you so much for all your hard work. I recently had to drive quite a bit and had the opportunity to listen to your podcasts. I must say I was very impressed, but was also very sad when I heard that you might consider limiting access to it just because of what a few not-so-smart people had to say. It's your creation, and you can say and do with it in any and every way. If they don't like it, then they can create one of their own. Opinions are just that, and all too often, we only hear from the bad people. I should say mad people. I personally love your stories and how you tell them. We are of similar age, and I can very much relate to much of what you bring up. Your altered voice sounds great, but I must say that when you did the very low voice in one of the episodes, it scared me, and I had to run to Mommy to have my pull-up changed. The interaction between you and Sammy is wonderful. I can't imagine how you could have a show without a sidekick. Yeah, that's what Sammy thinks. Hey, you're a great sidekick. Yeah, okay. She definitely adds a good and useful dimension to the program. Oh, Sammy says that you are her favorite person. Sweet Lalone. I hope I'm saying that name right. All right. Yes, I'll do my best, Sammy. Sorry. Sammy says to treat this person with the utmost in respect. The duration of the podcasts are good. Please, please continue with what you've started. The ABDL community needs more babies like you who are willing to stand up for who they are and take risks. Wow, what a wonderful comment. Thank you so much. Encouraging. And you're the boss. You're the boss. All right. Now, DJ Littles. That's Price is Right fan. This is via email. At Toddy at abdlcast.com. Hey, Toddy, still love the podcast. Oh, well, all the kids are happy about that. When I heard you read my comment from iTunes, it was the funniest moment ever. I was at the YMCA and heard it and squealed and giggled and went into my little space. People looked at me funny and, yeah, it was great and kind of embarrassing, but you really made my day a million bajillion times better, and I want to thank you for that. Aw. Continuing, I've never been acknowledged before for anything I post anywhere. Well, you know what? You get acknowledged here on the ABDL cast. Yeah, because it's your show, too. Let's see. Oh, I love the podcast and can't wait for more. You fill my mind with rainbows, sparkles, and unicorns whenever I listen. Thank you. Yeah, that should be our new tagline. Yeah, the ABGO cast will fill your mind with rainbows, sparkles, and unicorns. Okay, well, make it happen then. Let's see here. Yeah, that would be a good t-shirt. Before I go, I would love to share my coming of littles story, as I call it. I guess that's like a coming of age. Growing up as a child, I was very abused by my mom. When I finally got to live with my dad, I just never fit in. I was always at a younger mental age compared to my peers. Whenever we would play house, I had to play the baby or I would leave. Yeah. Yeah, I lost a lot of friends because of that. As I got older, I pretended I was a baby and mommy or daddy, and I used my sister's period pads as diapers. Then, when I was 12 or so, I was looking up on Google why I act this way, and I found TBDL, which is teen baby diaper lover. Then I looked into it more and found ABDL. I felt amazing. My dad sent me to treatment, partly because of my TBDL stuff, and now I'm 19, and I'm in a group home that likes to, quote, punish, unquote, me, though they don't actually punish me. They just yell and force me to do that stuff in my room. My treatment only traumatized me by trying to get rid of that side of me. It was a horrible experience, but I would love for you to tell my story and tell everybody that even though some of us have a horrible life, it is still possible to do whatever you believe in. I want to be an adult baby actor and fashion designer in my free time one day and be a sign language interpreter for a regular job. But people who are littles and get mentally hurt by others trying to undo it need to just let them go. They won't change, and it will hurt them more. I know I still hurt myself when stress gets high. It's not worth it, and don't do it. I'm moving forward as much as I can to just be me, a cute, funny, and adorable ABDL, and I'm proud. Take care, Toddy and Sammy. Have a great day. I can't wait to hear from you. DJ Littles, Price is Right fan. Yeah, that's pretty heavy. That's heavy. But notice that that ends it with a message of hope. And that's what I like. That's thank you very much for sharing the story with us. We're happy that that you found us. And we'll just all go on this journey. Let's all move forward together. All right, little baby Andy sent a private message via the Daily Diapers board. Says, hi, Toddy, it's little baby Andy. Little wet Andy off Twitter. Okay, so two different names. From the other side of the pond, the UK. Question, have you or your listeners ever needed to talk to a doctor or nurse about needing to wear diapers? I am incontinent and in diapers 24/7. This came after having problems down below. 10 months of infections. Talking to a nurse was a bit embarrassing, but they talk to people of all ages about this kind of problem all the time. I went to see my family doctor about a hernia, and as I was incontinent, I just put on underjams. I did not think the doctor would ask me to lower my pants. Okay, sidebar, interjection. Doctors always want you to take off your pants, no matter what. Doctor, I have an itch on the top of my head. Okay, drop your pants. No. On top of my head up here. Yeah, okay, drop your pants. All right, anyway, getting back. Where was I? Okay. Oh, yes. Hop on the couch, take off your top, and open your pants. All the doctor did was lift the waistband on the underjams and carried on with the examination without saying anything. Have I ever been caught wearing a diaper? My family knew that I wear, so it was no secret there. They knew that I was wetting as a child, so nappies were the order of the day in our house. On the other hand, before I spoke to the nurse about my incontinence problem, I had a brain scan, and the nurse was setting up the MRI, or as she was, I was put on the table. Since I was going to be on the table for over an hour at least, I put on an Abena S4. In my view, better safe than sorry. The nurse was trying to get me in the right place on the table. She placed her hand in between my legs so she could move me up the table. She must have felt the diaper because she looked at me in that caring nurse kind of way and said, "It's okay." Please, can you add a safe email contact to your WordPress blog in order to make it easier to contact you? I don't know. I haven't looked into if they have a contact form like that. I don't know if you... it's Toddy, T-O-D-D-Y, at abdlcast.com is the email address. But I'll look into that. And please proofread this as I'm autistic. This may be a good topic, autism and AB and diapers, as the biggest change in your life is becoming dry. And this is why I wet the bed in my young childhood and started wearing diapers, as I did not like this change. Oh, okay. So folks out there with autism, I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about autism, but is change uncomfortable, so uncomfortable that you would that you would purposely wet in order to stay in diapers and in order to not have to make that big life change out of diapers and into underwear? Am I understanding that proper? Let me know. And if anybody has any thoughts on that, just contact me. Okay, and Baby Andy commented on an ABDL's first time buying diapers. That was the last podcast post over there at abdlcast.com, episode number 13, says, "Hi, Toddy. First, thank peanuts for Sammy. Without her, the show could not go on. Love the show and keep it up." Yay! Nice and short and sweet. Thank you, Baby Andy. And Junior commented on the last episode, episode 13, and ABDL's first time buying diapers, says, "Hi, Toddy and Sammy. Been missing your shows and great to see you coming back. Cuddles. Would be great at the start of your show to do a big shout out to Baby Junior in the UK. Thank you and hope to listen for it in the next episode. Also would be great if you bring out Valentine's episodes and or Easter episode, just something special for events. Keep up the great work. Cuddles to you both. Big fan, Baby Junior," and that's babyjunior.co.uk. And thank you for contacting us. Thanks for the comment. I just don't know. Honestly, I don't know what a special themed episode of the ABDL cast would sound like. I have no idea. And I've been broadcasting for over 10 years, and I've never once done any kind of a special themed show. You know, I just don't, they don't do anything for me. I don't understand what I would do. You know, especially on the ABDL cast. So any ideas, anybody has, throw them at us. I'm all ears. We need help in that aspect. So that's a lot of great feedback. We're trucking along on time. Is this going to be under an hour? It may be under an hour, but not, it's not going to go any further if I don't get a drink of water. We had some more comments in the Mixler chat room, mixler.com/ABDLcast. Big Baby Jay says, "Now my wife is totally supportive of my ABDL side. And the funny part is, she is a therapist." Laugh out loud. Okay, Big Baby Jay, email us or call into our voice line. I want to know, what is it like? What is it like? What kind of a therapist is she? How does that work? If you would, if you don't mind. That would be, I think the listeners would love to hear how that works out. What's it like living with a therapist if you're an ABDL? Wow. All right. And Baby Wolfie, Chris keeps getting knocked off the server here because of storm. Yeah, we had some storms going on here earlier as well. Thankfully, it's not right now or we would be knocked off and we wouldn't be broadcasting right now. Oh, and also he says, "Doctors always want you to drop your pants." It's not even funny. That's absolutely true. So having a good time doing this live and having the live real-time interaction. So friends, you have to follow us on Twitter in order to, that's where all the late breaking stuff happens, is on Twitter. So if we have anything to tell anybody, it's going to be on Twitter. And so there you go. That way you can watch for when we are going live or when we are going live. Because we're either going to do a live goof around show that's not going to be podcasted, or we're going to do the podcast live, and it will be podcasted. Yeah, that was a poor choice of words. Anyway, hey, you know what? Last time on Storytime, Duck Tracy was threatened with a lawsuit, and Bugs Bunny meets Little Red Riding Hood and poses as her. So, are we going to meet the big bad wolf? I don't know. It's time for story time!
A tasket, the wolf will blow a gasket. Oh, there's Grandma's house. I'll ring the doorbell.
Come in.
Come in, Red darling.
Oh, that crafty old wolf. Hello, Grandma. What big eyes you have.
The better to see you with, Red darling.
Oh, brother. And what big ears you have, Granny.
The better to hear you with, sweetheart.
Oh, hear him. And what great big sharp old teeth you have, Grandmama.
The better to eat you with,
Bugs Bunny. I knew you all the time, and I'd just as soon eat rabbit.
Hey, just a minute, Doc. Don't you even want to look at the special crackers I brought you?
Special crackers? Let's see. Well, they're a pretty bright red. Are they Graham crackers?
No, chum, they're firecrackers, and they're all lit, Doc.
Firecrackers?
So long, Grandma. Happy 4th of July.
Ooh, that Bugs Bunny! Ow, 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 ow!
Well, I got away from him, all right. But here I am back at the gate, so I guess it's time to leave Storyland.
Time to leave Storyland? What? Well, wait, there was no definite resolution there, just a gate opening. So we'll have to see what happens. We know that Bugs met Grandma Wolf and served up some special red firecrackers. That's one thing I love about Looney Tunes. Great puns. And let's see what happens on the next episode. You don't want to miss the next episode of Storytime on the ABDL cast, friends. But now, it's Toddy's diaper time. Last episode, I was running late and I didn't get through this, and I built up all the tension for the great diaper fiasco of Christmas 2015. And it's probably going to be a little bit of a letdown. Let's see what you think about this. Here's what happened. Christmas time is hard, right? I mean, it's expensive and it's hard on us ABDLs, especially those of us that have to keep diapers in stock. I ran out of diapers and money at Christmas. Cue the dun-dun-dun-dun suspense. What happened, Toddy Smurf? Yeah. Or all the kids say, so I ran out of my favorites, but I had the final four XP Medicals in-house brand, the A+. Okay, I had four of those left. We're done. Me and the A+ are done. And I've been back and forth on this. Oh, I'll give them another chance. No, I can't stand them. Okay, I'll give them another chance. Oh, maybe it wasn't that bad. We are done. I can't tell you what the high percentage of failed tapes, like tapes just pulling off. And I have never had a problem with tapes, even on the diapers that everybody goes, the tapes, I have a terrible problem with these tapes. I'm always thinking, I don't have any problem whatsoever. These ones, terrible. I don't care if it was a bad batch, because I know that I've had to have diapers out of at least two different batches of the A+. We're done. So if you love those, bless you. Carry on. We aren't judging you, but I'm done with those. And then I had one last dry 24/7, the Comfy Dry, whatever. I just call them dry 24/7s. And Like, I had written those off. Like, I don't like the fit or blah, blah, blah. I don't know what happened, but that very last one that I put on, I was like, wow, this is the most amazing fitting dry 24/7 that I've ever worn. I wear those mediums. And it's almost tempting to get some more. But I also had two of the North Shore Air Supremes because for a while there, they were just sending me the samples of those. So remember, I've run out of my normal diaper and I'm going through like the emergency stock is what I'm recounting here. North Shore Air Supreme. Well, they're cloth backed and I'm sorry. I can't stand cloth backed. And this just cemented that. Never again. I would rather run around naked. Well, I don't know. That's hard to say. I hate cloth backed and I hope to never have to wear one again. But I also had one last sample of the North Shore Supreme White. And that's a good diaper. So if you are looking to save some money on a premium diaper, North Shore Supreme Light is a really good one to try. Get a sample and see how they work out for you. They don't work out for me the way that I want to because I have a preferred diaper. But now at the same time, Bambino had a big sale and I haven't had Bambinos in a long time. And they have this great sale and I'm like, okay, great. But I was going to be out of my emergency stock. I used up my entire emergency stock. And so I'm going, hey, this is a good way to save some money on Bambinos. I could give them another try. But then working out the shipping, no, I wouldn't get them in time. So I went back and I bought a case of North Shore Supremes because I get them in 2 days. And they are still my absolute favorite diaper. So the great diaper fiasco was running out of diapers, not having the money to reorder in time, and running through all of these, my emergency stock. And it was miserable because XP Medical A+ stunk. My last dry 24/7 was great. I wish that I had four more of those. I wore the two cloth back. I can't stand cloth. And then I had the Supreme Light, which is just fine. But I wanted to order those Bambinos to try them again. I was going to try the Teddies. But I wouldn't get them in time. So I just went back to what I know and what I love. And I think I'll just stick with that from now on. Not even think about anything else. That was the great diaper fiasco of 2015. And there's really no news since then. I mean, I've been wearing North Shore Supreme for, gosh, months and months. Half a year, 8 months or so. My wife said the other day, I can't remember. I think it's about 8 months or so that I've been with them. And just love that diaper. So, you know, there are some news in the ABDL designer diaper world. I've never worn any of them except for Bambinos in the past. And I haven't worn Bambinos in a couple of years or a few years or so. But so you have ABU Cushies and their SDK, you know, Super Dry Kids, their version 2. People are talking a lot about those. They released that prototype for the new Lavender. Bambino has the new name of, can't even remember what it is, Maximo or Ultima or whatever, one of those two things. So their new hybrid diaper has the name. But now they, if you haven't received the email or seen their announcements anywhere, they're looking for artwork. But speaking of artwork, we want your artwork. Please, listeners, I want your artwork to use for our blog posts. I don't care if it's stick figures in crayon. Draw us pictures, please, that we can use for our blog posts. So by doing so, just go ahead. I mentioned it before. Go ahead and email them to us. Yeah, it's Magnifico is the name of that new Bambino hybrid. But you got me off track. I want artwork. Seriously. Anything. Let us use those for our blog posts. I'm tired of going out and trying to find pictures and whatnot. All right, so The poll this week, this episode that we'll put on the blog post is going to be, we've asked this on Twitter, but I want to ask it officially on the website. Do you identify more as an AB or adult baby or adult kid or a diaper lover? Which one do you more associate with? So please go to abdalecast.com in order to vote in that poll. Help us out. And we'll talk about that a little bit on upcoming episodes. But anyway, that's going to bring us to the end of this episode of the ABDL Cast, episode number 14. Wow, Sammy, can you believe it? I know we should be way more than 14, shouldn't we? As long as we've been doing this show. All right, a couple of little bit some more do some more chats. Oh, okay, Baby Wolfie is chatting up in there. Yep, poor Dottie, out of diapers, not good. And he goes to get the crayon box. Yes, draw us pictures, please. Scan it or whatever, take a picture with your iPhone or whatever. Get us a good high quality picture that we can use. And everybody, get over to abdlcast.com. That's the official home of the ABDLcast podcast. You can email me, Toddy, at abdlcast.com, or you can email Sammy, S-A-M-M-Y, at abdlcast.com. Leave us voicemail at speakpipe.com/abdlcast. What else? Follow us on Twitter at ABDLcast. Oh, and get over to iTunes, would you please, if you have an Apple account, and just leave us a 5-star review or click 5 stars, whatever. We're happy with all of that. And find us on Mixlr, MIXLR.com/ABDLcast. We're broadcasting live over there, having fun and doing stuff. You never know when it's going to happen. But until next time, crinkle, crinkle, little star. Yeah.